This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, and we are in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So what's the big story that we're going to lead off with today? I can't wait.
Oh, well, I know you guys talked about it a little bit yesterday, but it's like so all over the news. Of course, Angelina Jolie and her mastectomy, and now she says she's going to be having an ovarian, ovaries removed as well.
Right, right. And this is absurd, and we talked about it on yesterday's Subversity Science Roundup. I mean, theoretically, her mom did die of ovarian cancer.
At the age of 56.
Okay. And we know that breast cancers are related to estrogen production. She should have just had her ovaries removed and left her breasts intact. But there's something else going on here. We know that there's lots of stories out there about the promotion of this new BRCA gene test that it's now covered under certain healthcare plans and women can get it for free. And I don't think that she is part of a conspiracy. I think she's been used. That's what I think.
Well, I just read an article that said that that she wrote in the New York Times that it's $4,000, and so people can't afford to have it done. But now with the new Affordable Health Care Act,
they'll be able to get it done.
It's going to be paid for free.
Yeah, and this is scary because women, you know, because we know, you know, just in 2005, 2006. Government agencies as well as other scientific agencies were talking about the flaw that is seen in this type of genetic testing for cancer risks. And we know, and I tried to find this study before we started the show today, and unfortunately I didn't have the wherewithal to find it earlier because I thought about it at the last minute. But there was a study of about 65 women, of which this is when they were developing this BRCA gene, one and two gene type testing. And half of the women tested positive for it. And of those 30 women or 32 women, half of them elected for radical mastectomies and the other half didn't. And of the other half that didn't, only two of them developed breast cancer in the following, you know, 10, 15 years. So these tests are not like math. This is not like two and two is four. You're absolutely going to get breast cancer.
It said that she said it was a 78% chance that she was going to get the breast cancer. But when one of the articles I read, it said that one in 600 women actually have the mutation and that Angelina Jolie's risk was really only 56%, not 78%.
And that's another thing that Adele points out. Interpretation of, it's not like you put in the test and it comes out with a score.
The doctor
has to interpret it. And we know that doctors are fallible, right?
Right.
So, I mean, look, you have a higher risk of dying in a car accident today than developing breast cancer in the next 15 or 20 years. So, I mean, these tests are dangerous, in my opinion. And actually,
well, my question to you is, now that it's going to be covered and under the Affordable Care Act, is everybody just going to go get it? And if the doctor says, yes, you have this gene, then is everybody going to start getting their breasts cut off?
Yes, that's exactly what they're going to start pushing. That's exactly what they're going to start pushing.
And you know, in one of the articles I read, they were talking about, you know, the Susan G. Komen, they promote mammography, they promote all of these things like the chemotherapy and things that aren't really good for the body.
Right, and see, I didn't even think about this. mammography, we know, is flawed. There's a lot of false positives in mammography. But I didn't think about the fact that every year your heart, a woman's heart, is being exposed to that amount of radiation from X-ray because it's directed right at the heart when they do the breast on the left side of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that that's dangerous.
Yeah, and the doctors basically force you to do it. I told the doctor last year I didn't want to have it done, and I went ahead and did it, but I'm not going to this.
Because you're
going to
go for thermography or something else.
Or, yeah, you know, MRI something else. Or thermography.
That new water process that we talked about on the show, hopefully that'll be available soon.
Right.
You know, the actual government agency that's tasked with some of this, the U.S. Preventative Services Task in 2005, said that they recommend against routine referral of genetic counseling or routine breast cancer susceptibility gene using the BRCA testing for women, except in those women who have indications of the highest familial risk of developing this breast cancer, like their mother or grandmother had this more advanced form of breast cancer. And they cite that there's a high prevalence of false positives. So how does Angelina Jolie know she's not a false positive? Guess what? If you have the Ashkenazi Jew genetics in your background, if your relatives came from Russia where the Ashkenazi Jews settled, you have this gene, but you may never develop the breast cancer. We know that not every Ashkenazi Jew female develops breast cancer, but they have the gene.
It said here nearly 227,000 women were diagnosed with breast cancer last year and 2,000 men, and that's an estimate from Susan G. Komen.
You know, the other thing is that people put so much emphasis and importance on what Angelina Jolie thinks. You know, let's reflect back something you pointed out to me. She was into self-mutilation as a young girl.
She used to cut.
Yeah, I mean, this is a girl who used to cut her own skin for joy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so and please, I'm not discrediting her as a human being. Everybody has
no,
their skeletons.
She's grown up, and she's
She's a wonderful person. She's humanitarian. But what I'm trying to point out is this:
she's
just a person. If the person next to you on the train said, "I got the gene test. I'm having my breast lopped off," you'd probably think to yourself, "Well, good luck with that." But because Angelina Jolie says it, everybody looks up to her because she's a successful actress. She's like, "Oh my God." She must know something. Angelina Jolie doesn't know anything. She's not a scientist. She's taking the advice of people. And we don't know if these people have co-opted her and said, look, we know you're a big humanitarian. You can save millions of women's lives so they don't have to go through what you went through when you lost your mom at such a young age. And she's like, okay, I'm going to do this. Her intentions may be Mother Teresa-esque well-intentioned. But she's being co-opted by a group that say, wow, if we can get her to stand up and say, I did this. I'm one of the sexiest women in the world, and I just lopped off my breasts. Don't be afraid of it. Be brave, be proud, and do it.
If you remember, we talked about Miss America. She had it done, too, a few months back.
Right. Yeah, but she didn't get this kind of fanfare.
No, she didn't.
Because she doesn't have the box office appeal that Angelina Jolie has.
Well, but don't you think it's awfully odd that the Supreme Court is supposed to vote on this next week?
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden this news hits.
And I'll tell you something else that I didn't talk about. There was a research paper released recently that showed that women who have their ovaries removed, it's well known that women who have radical hysterectomies, where everything is removed, okay, all the sex organs and the ovaries as well, at a young age, have a much higher rate of developing heart disease early on, at a greater rate than women who get it postmenopausal. Because when you go through menopause, women's risk of heart disease reaches that of men's. So we know estrogen is protective. So they just did a study, and I purposely didn't talk about it on the air. We're trying to get the person who wrote the study, authored the study on the show, because I want to challenge them. Interestingly enough, they came out and said having your ovaries removed does not increase the risk of heart disease in women. But here's the thing they did. They looked at women who were 60 years and older when they had their ovaries, when they had their hysterectomies, and they lumped in together women who had partial hysterectomies where they just had their uteruses removed and women who had full hysterectomies where they had their uterus and ovaries removed. Now think about that. The ovaries are what produce estrogen. So by keeping the women who still had ovaries in the cohort, they altered the real message here. And that is that when you have your ovaries removed, you are highly likely of developing heart disease. And if you have your ovaries removed younger, you absolutely have a higher degree of heart disease in your future. So now she's going to go and have her ovaries removed because her mom died of ovarian cancer.
I don't get it. She's having all, I just don't understand what she's thinking.
Wait, hold on. A news flash. Hold on, Elisa. This just in. Angelina Jolie has had both of her feet removed at the ankle because she's worried that she may develop bunions later on in life. News at 11. Tune in then. I mean, come on. What are you going to do? Every time you're worried about something, you're going to have it lopped off?
Yeah.
I mean, I talked about this yesterday. If your son or daughter tests with a high probability of developing leukemia by the time they're 18 years old and now they're 6, are you going to euthanize them so they don't have to go through the trauma of developing leukemia? This is sheer insanity. And I personally feel sorry for Angelina Jolie because I have this strange feeling her intentions are well placed, but she has been co-opted by an agenda. That's my opinion.
By people who have an agenda.
Yeah. They want to promote this.
To get this passed through the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And did you mention earlier, I don't know, that the stock of the company shot up on Tuesday?
As soon as she admitted that she did this using that BR. What she's done is.
Myriad Genetics, is that the name of the company?
I don't know. But I did read that their stock rose dramatically after her announcement that she trusts this genetic testing so implicitly that she had her breasts lopped off.
Yes, it was Myriad Genetics, and they closed up 3% on Tuesday following the publication of her New York Times piece.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
And then in some of the articles I read in the New York Times piece, she used words that were supposedly strong and pro-choice.
Brave, powerful. And the words were the same exact words. There was a coordinated effort between articles in the New York Times and some other magazine and even things that Brad Pitt said.
People magazine.
Yeah, it was all coordinated. They used specific terms, specific phrases, specific words placed exactly in the same place and all. So you can see that they have been coached. This is not something she came up with on her own. This is a quote unquote campaign, folks. This is a campaign like advertising. Don't be fooled by it. And you know what? Brad Pitt may have a high potential incidence of prostate cancer. I say he go have his prostate removed now.
Well, and I know you said this on the show yesterday. I heard on radio, one of the talk shows on the radio say Lance Armstrong's son, you know, because Lance Armstrong had prostate cancer.
Testicular cancer.
Is his son just going to go have his testes removed?
Yeah, that's what we should all do. Anybody who's worried about anything, just have it lopped off now. Don't even wait. This is a campaign, folks. Do not misinterpret this. Whether or not she is going down this road with the people who are coordinating this freely or she has been co-opted, this is a campaign to get women to get this test and have their breasts lopped off. This is big bucks right here. Nothing more, nothing less. What do you think?
I don't know what to think.
Okay. I think we need to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we have something else fun to talk about.
Okay.
All right. We're going to talk about Abercrombie and Fitch.
But I have one more article on breast cancer I want to talk about when we come back.
Okay, perfect. Yes, that's right. Some of the most radical forms of breast cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com. www.thebattlefieldmedical.com for a free brochure. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, and Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Casual Friday. We're off to a good start, huh?
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to read something. This is still
about breast cancer.
About breast cancer and Angelina Jolie still.
Right.
It says in this article that I read that it will come to many as a surprise to learn that some of these so-called mutations actually reduce the risk of breast cancer.
Right. So these BRCA1 mutations in some people actually reduces the risk of breast cancer. And they also point out that, what's the name of that, GreenMed?
GreenMedInfo.com.
They also point out something that I was referring to before, that if you have the, if your gene pool somehow has come through the Ashkenazi Jew, lineage, these people, they say at least 1% of the population has these genetic mutations. But 1% of the population, that group of women are not guaranteed to develop breast cancer. You just have to look at the Ashkenazi Jews. Not all the Ashkenazi Jewish women develop breast cancer, or their downstream of children develop breast cancer, but they all have the gene for it. So what does that tell you? It tells you something we've talked about on the show ad infinitum. It's about epigenetics. Look, Elisa has the genes, I'm sure, to develop rheumatoid arthritis, because every woman in her family has rheumatoid arthritis on your mother's side, right?
On my father's side.
Okay.
And she's the only one. Her sister's got it. Her cousins have it. But why? Because she has treated her body differently than they have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not. And then didn't you say how many cases of breast cancer are misdiagnosed every single year?
It says another concerning blind spot in the framing of Jolie's decision is that approximately 70,000 breast cancers are misdiagnosed by the vast breast cancer awareness and treatment complex each year. That's 31% of annual breast cancer diagnosis.
Now think about this. If more women start getting up for this BRCA gene test,
which they will if it's approved by their Affordable Care Act,
and it's free. The doctor's just going to order it. Like they order anything else. That number of 70,000 is probably going to become 170,000 in no time.
Yep.
And these women will undergo radical mastectomies on top of it. This is scary.
I had a friend tell me yesterday, because everybody's talking about it, obviously, that a friend of hers had it done, had a double mastectomy done, but she decided to use her own nipples because she just wanted to keep her own nipples, so they kept her nipples.
Right.
And since they did, her body is rejecting the implants that they put in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But
yeah, that's odd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she should have just went for the whole reconstruction. This is really sad. And do you want to talk about some of the most radical forms of breast cancer?
No,
also?
What I want to talk about is the deadliest form.
Oh.
And it's the hardest to diagnose. This comes from Life Extension. It says, inflammatory breast cancer is one we fortunately don't see very often. It is used to be considered 100% fatal. It has very bad characteristics, and it's very aggressive. And the problem is that doctors would often mistake this type of breast cancer for something else because they weren't aware of this type of breast cancer.
What makes it unique that makes them misdiagnose it?
People present what look like an infected breast. It's red and it's hot and it's swollen and it's
inflamed.
On the outside.
Ah.
It's red and it's hot and it's swollen. I mean, some of the characteristics,
right.
I mean, are on the outside.
Right.
And a lot of times there's a delay in the diagnosis because people don't recognize it as being breast cancer.
Breast cancer, right.
Mm-hmm.
They probably think it's some like topical skin disorder, eczema, or some infection on the skin or something like that, like folliculitis.
It says inflammatory breast cancer, you need to be on it quickly. It grows rapidly. People will say within like 2 months it grows, in 2 months.
Wow.
So
wow, that's amazing. And we know that breast cancer, we know that cancers are a result of inflammation. So when you have this degree of inflammatory response, the cancer grows even faster.
It's a cancer that invades the skin overlying the breast, so there's not really a distinct mass, and it doesn't show up on a mammogram.
Yeah, that's scary. That really is scary. Well, I just can't look. Excuse me. Breast cancer is a big issue. However, you should not overreact, and absolutely don't even think about overreacting because of what Angelina Jolie has done and is being characterized as brave and, you know, and proud and all these other things. It's not.
Let me just tell you the signs of this inflammatory breast cancer, so people will know the signs. There's signs or changes in the skin that puckers or looks like an orange peel.
Hmm.
It's very tender, swollen, hot breast, and it's an infection, so of course it's hot. What else? And it says, we do see inflammatory breast cancer show up in pregnancy.
Mm.
In pregnant women, it usually is a delayed diagnosis because they can develop mastitis, and it's really a problem with pregnant women.
Mm, interesting. Very, very interesting.
So I just wanted to talk about that because that's kind of scary.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Okay, are we changing gears now? Or are we?
Yes.
Okay, what are we going to talk about now, Lisa?
I think you wanted to talk about the whole plus size model and
Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Abercrombie and Fitch. Try saying that three times fast. You see, you have to be young to be able to even say the name. Abercrombie and Fitch has been called on the carpet because they carry no clothing in their store above a size what?
10, I think.
Okay. And so these women have come out who...
And most of their sizes are 00 and extra small.
Yeah, and 2 and 4. And okay, so the women have come out and they've picketed in front of Abercrombie saying you must carry larger sizes. They want Abercrombie to carry size 10 and 14. And this is idiotic.
Says here, protesters gathered outside the retailer's Michigan Avenue store in Chicago Monday, outraged about the store's not carrying clothes in size 14. 14 is the average size plus size one worn by the U.S.
Women in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we're going to address that even in depth here in a second.
But it's about discrimination.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. What's the name of the plus size store? Is it Lane Bryant?
Lane Bryant.
I want Lane Bryant to start carrying zeros, ones, twos, fours, and double zeros and smalls. And Lane Bryant will say, well, no, we cater to the plus size woman. Well, Abercrombie caters to kids. First of all, you old yentas that are trying to buy your clothes at Abercrombie, that's where your kids shop. Don't even go there. Please. Kids shop there. And guess what? If your kid needs a size 14, you have a problem on your hands. You have a serious problem. This is not about image. This is what frustrates me about this. This morning we were watching television, and who's the model that was on TV this morning?
She's the new H&M model.
Right. And you know something? She's a really pretty girl.
She's beautiful, and she used to be a model and just, you know,
regular size,
but when she got into her 20s, she decided that she either needed to diet down to be a size 4 or
go up to be a plus size
model.
And she decided to go up because she wants to represent the average of American women.
And now she's a size 14.
Right. Okay.
And this she's beautiful.
And that's right. This is not about beauty. She said that women who are plus sizes think they're ugly. This is not about beauty. This is about health. Okay? And don't tell me that you can be overweight and be healthy. Sure, you can be overweight and be healthy for a while. You can also smoke cigarettes and not get cancer for the first 10 or 15 years, but then your risks start to increase. Okay? The same thing happens with cigarette smoke. You're going to tell me cigarette smoke is safe? This is not about health. I mean, about the way you look. It's not about image. It's about health. Those women up there that are picketing Abercrombie, those are kids' clothes. Kids should not need size 14. If your kid needs a size 14 and you got to take your teenage daughter to Lane Bryant or someplace like that, you have a problem on your hands. And it's not about image. It's about health. And God bless this girl for coming out and writing, hey, you girls should be comfortable being a size 14. You know what? You should be comfortable being a size 14 from an image standpoint, but you should not be comfortable being a size 14 from a health standpoint any more than you should feel comfortable about smoking cigarettes. This would be like, who was the guy who died that was in Footloose? Kevin
Bacon.
No, not Kevin. No, who was the other guy that he was the dancer?
Footloose?
Not Footloose. Forget about it. He was in Ghost. He was in Ghost with Demi Moore. He was
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, in the end, would not recant smoking cigarettes. Right? He was dying of lung cancer. He says, "Look, I wouldn't quit smoking. I love smoking. If I had to do it all again, I'd smoke." And everybody sat back and we felt bad for him. But we realized how idiotic it is to hold on to something that has killed you just not to have to say I was wrong, okay? And we're not seeing Patrick Swayze being used by the cigarette companies to go, look, cigarette smoking is okay. Patrick Swayze died. He didn't mind. You should too. That's what these people who are saying, look, it's okay to be overweight. It's not okay to be overweight. If it was okay to be overweight, she wouldn't have to come out and defend it, okay? And saying to young girls, you know what? You're just like the rest of America is not the solution, because men and women in this country are overweight, and it's leading to the greatest health debacle that we've ever seen in our history.
Here's what one of the young girls tweeted. What a real woman looks, talking about Jenny, the Jenny Runk is her last name. What a real woman looks like. Not only is she a beautiful model, but she's also a role model for young girls.
Bad news.
That's
news.
My point.
I think she should just go the whole route and start smoking. And what other reckless behavior could she engage in that she can now be a role model for that too? It's not healthy. It has nothing to do with what you look like. It's not I didn't decide to lose the weight from 330 pounds to where I am today because I didn't like the way I looked, because I didn't like the way I looked. I did it when my doctor says, you have a heart problem. These are all the medications you're on. And I realized it was because of my weight. Okay? This is not about image. This is about health.
Here's what one of the mothers said about the Abercrombie and Fitch. She was one of the Chicago protesters.
Right.
As a woman, you cannot shop in Abercrombie. It's extremely hurtful to hear that I'm not cool.
Oh, my God. This is one of those women going through their second childhood here. This is what happens to women when they hit like 40 and 50 years old, if you're not careful. They want to become teenagers again. They want to act like they're in high school again. You shouldn't be. I don't shop in Abercrombie, for crying out loud. And I could probably wear some of those clothes. That's a kid's store. Why don't you just start buying stuff at Toys R Us and start going to why don't you just start going to baby stores and buying baby clothes? You know what? That's the next thing. We should go to the stores that sell baby clothes and say, we want booties in size 13.
67%, as I said earlier, 67% of the consumers are plus size and above in America.
That's a sad statement. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And cigarette smoking is killing people, but it doesn't kill them within the first 10 years sometimes. So why don't we all start smoking cigarettes and condoning that too? It's another dangerous behavior, just like obesity is. This is the problem with this is why we cannot address the health epidemic head on, because it's tied to image, and it's politically incorrect to tell somebody that they don't quote unquote look good. This is not about looks, folks. This is about health. And don't tell me that overweight people are healthy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me that, because I'm a card carrying fatso. Okay? I tipped the scales at 330. I was not healthy. I didn't like the way I looked, and I wouldn't go back there if you paid me. If somebody said to me, we'll give you $1 million, get fat again, I wouldn't do it.
And I bet a lot of those people would like to not be that big.
Of course, they all do. They all do. Even that.
But they don't have the discipline to do something about it.
They don't have the right information. It's not just discipline.
They're getting the wrong information.
It's a lot of things. We are in an obesogenic environment today. But even that black comedian, the girl Monique.
Uh-huh. She's lost 80 pounds.
God bless her. But she used to come on the air and say, look, I like myself. There's just a lot more of me to love. And then she admitted on somebody's show that she was always feeling bad about how she looked. And now she likes the way she looks. So don't tell me you represent 40-50% of the women out there, because 40-50% of the women out there are wearing Spanx because they don't like the way they look. Okay? And really, if you disconnect the whole image situation with this is about health.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream. Cream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Like
welcome back.
Song.
Yeah, I know. Poor Michael Jackson. Even he's dead now, and they're coming out now, and they're going to try to nail him.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back. This next topic is really gross.
I know.
It really, even to me, it's gross, and very little grosses me out.
So it seems that the United Nations wants us to start eating bugs.
But read the rest of the headline.
The international body thinks insects are a cheap way to fight obesity and hunger around the world.
Now think about this for a second. This is an oxymoron. Okay, if you're using something that will fight hunger, then it's assumed that the people are not obese. And if you're using something to fight obesity, then the assumption is that the people are not hungry. Because how could they be hungry if they're obese? So how could it fight obesity? I could see them saying it can fight obesity because people will be grossed out about eating bugs. They'll eat less. They'll get skinny. And I can see them saying it'll affect hunger because it's you know, some alternative to food, right? But how can it fight both at the same time?
It says here the UN makes the case that bug eating can help us slim down and fight malnutrition in developing countries.
But, okay, so here's, okay, I'm with you on this. So let the developing countries eat bugs and we'll keep eating what we eat here. We have no problem.
Well, when I initially told you about this story, we talked about how there's so much food that's thrown away. What about, I saw a story, I think it was 60 Minutes, about all of the food that is thrown away wasted on a daily basis. I can't remember the number, but it was astonishing.
Wasn't it Jeremy Irons who was like, that's his campaign?
No, his campaign is toxic waste.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right.
So anyway, in this article, it says that by 2050, the world is supposed to be populated by 9 billion people. And between overfishing and climate change, it's going to be hard to come up with enough food for the hungry mouths. And do you remember last week we talked about where they were saying that the plant food was better because animal protein took up too much space?
Right. But we know that that's not true because agriculture takes up more space and quite often requires more water and everything else. So it's just, here's the bottom line. Forget all that. Let's not even get into that argument. We obviously can feed ourselves here in the United States. 50% of the population is obese. That's proof of it. So let the nations that can't feed themselves eat bugs. I got no problem with that. They even point out in the article that a lot of these third world countries are already using bugs. You know, they're eating bugs. So I say just let them eat more bugs. That's all. Why are we sending grain there? Let them just eat bugs. Why do we want to grow GMO corn, thanks to Bill Gates, to feed the world when these people can eat bugs instead? Let them eat bugs. But I don't want to eat bugs. In the article, it says that bugs can be a nutritious alternative to pork, beef, fish, and chicken. I don't know who you are that's writing this article, but that doesn't seem like an alternative to me at all.
Beetles are among the most popular insects currently enjoyed as a delicacy from Central and South America all the way to Oceania.
Well, I say let them eat more.
Caterpillars are especially popular in Southern Africa.
Yeah, caterpillars and grubs. But these are people who have no food to eat. We have food here. They have food in Canada. This is what I don't understand. Why do we have to eat bugs? If we have all the food we need in North America and in Europe, we clearly have more than enough food because 50% of the population is obese. I point that out again. I know it's redundant, but there's a reason. So the countries that can't feed themselves, I say, sure, let them eat bugs. That's fine.
So does that mean cockroaches, too?
I don't know about that, man. They're gross.
It says here that cockroaches produce methane.
Yeah.
Because it's talking about environmentally insects
produce less
than
cow.
Fewer greenhouse gases.
Yeah, one of the big problems with raising cows, they say, is that they produce methane. Well, they only have those problems with flatulence when you feed them corn and grain and soy. They don't have that degree of flatulence when they eat grass and stuff like that. No, it's ridiculous. I say, again, the countries that can feed themselves, they need to cut back on what they're eating more than anything else. And the countries that can't feed themselves, sure. Instead of sending them GMO, let's ship them our water bugs and our cockroaches and grubs and stuff. Let's send them over there. Let them eat them. I think it's good.
Okay, just while we're on the subject of bugs, I read an article that superbugs have become unstoppable.
Oh, a different kind of bug. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. The CDC just declared the superbugs, CRE, nothing less than a nightmare. The CDC released a Morbidity and Mortality Weekly, released a statement in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report in which researchers looked at CREs in the U.S. The report found two things: the presence of bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics has grown in the last decade, and that most infections with CREs happen when people are in healthcare facilities like hospitals and clinics.
My dad got MRSA. Not MRSA. He got, what's the other one? MRSA and the other staph infection that you can't get rid of. It's another one. I can't think of it. But anyway, when he was in the hospital, my mother got it when she was in the nursing home. They never got it in their homes. They didn't get it when they stayed at their friends' houses. They only got it when they were in these institutions. It's sad. Really, really sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's another example, right? The pharmaceutical industry wants you to think that they're altruistic. Well, we want to cure disease. We want to save lives. But no one's working on antibiotics anymore. You know why?
Because there's no money in it.
No profits.
It says here, it's a terrifying fact that there are so few drugs that work against superbug CREs. Some are old and have been shelved because they're highly toxic.
Right. Yeah, I'm surprised the pharmaceutical companies aren't just trying to repurpose those and say, you see, they're really not that toxic after all.
And then it goes on to say the most important thing we can do is to make sure that healthcare professionals take extreme caution, improve communications between healthcare facilities. But is that really going to work?
No. That it's sad. You don't want to end up in a hospital today. You don't want to get sick in the first place. That's why we strive on this show to talk about things that keep you healthy, and that's in the vein of longevity, because you don't want to end up in a hospital today if you can help it. You really don't. And obviously, the other day I was at Home Depot or Lowe's, and I saw this little Asian woman wearing the little
face mask,
right? And so I looked at her and I thought, gee, I wonder if bird flu is coming back. And sure enough, you read something this morning about bird flu coming back, right?
Yeah. A new strain of bird flu that is causing a deadly outbreak among people in China is a threat to world health and should be taken seriously. This is what scientists said on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
It's H7N9. It's killed 24 people and infected 125 others, according to the World Health
Organization. But that's not a lot of people. That's not a lot of people. I mean, more people die of car accidents or choking on bones at restaurants. What are we going to do to protect them? That's not a lot of people.
It said the WHO considers this a serious threat.
Yeah. This is the same World Health Organization that got everybody revved up about swine flu here, the H1N1 virus here in the United States. And countries bought vaccines, and no one got the vaccines because everybody was afraid of the vaccine, rightfully so. And the epidemic never happened. And all those countries that bought the vaccines contacted pharmaceutical companies and said, look, we want to sell them back to you. And the pharmaceutical company said, no, we don't want them back. Countries like Italy, they were putting their vaccines on the open market, trying to sell them to other countries. They couldn't find any buyers. So then what they did was they had the pharmaceutical companies come in and extend the shelf life. Just with the, you know how it says something expires on a certain date?
Uh-huh.
Well, the pharmaceutical manufacturers came in and with the stroke of a pen, miraculously gave them longer shelf life. They didn't have to modify them, do anything to them. They just extended their shelf life for like 5 years or something like that, or more, so that they would have some period of time to recoup their investment in these vaccines that no one got, and no one also got the swine flu. So this is, you know, these pandemics from the WHO, whether they're well-meaning or not, they really were. These are just to drive vaccinations.
Well, they've already started a vaccine. The CDC says that they have already made a preliminary seed vaccine against strains of the H7N9 virus that have been found in infected people.
Yeah.
I'm having a problem talking today.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, the CDC offered to begin shipping this vaccine to manufacturers that wanted to start creating batches to be used in testing.
This is scary stuff.
And they always rush these vaccines to market.
They're not tested at all. People are the guinea pigs in these vaccines. The people are the guinea pigs. So it's, you know, I feel sorry for anybody who has to make the decision whether or not to get the vaccine. I wouldn't get the vaccine. But then again, I don't live in China. I don't know how, you know, when populations are this crowded, you do have a greater threat of spreading things. But don't forget, we had the highest number of flu vaccines this past flu season. And we had the highest amount of flu. And I said, I believe that the flu vaccines drove the outbreak. So, but there's no way to prove that because the CDC doesn't calculate how many people got the vaccine and still got the flu. They don't want to know about that. They don't want to know about that.
Right now, there's not been any cases outside of China or Taiwan.
Yeah.
And I have an article here, too, that says in Australia they're starting to make vaccines for it as well.
Yeah, they're getting prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take a break. We have to take a break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more of good things to cover. And then towards the end of the show, we have listener comments and questions that we'll be reading. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, GetDS.com or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I've got to mention a couple things here. Adele Musa, who is listening from Munster, Germany, has posted some things on our Facebook page. The first one, and I'm getting back to them because it's two good ones. He posts to my assertion that this outbreak of the bird flu in China is really not that big of a deal. He says, this flu is a joke. Compare this to, according to the American Heart Association, as a killer, cardiovascular disease surpasses cancer, which claims 562,000 lives a year, and accidents, which claims 123,000 lives a year, resulting in more than 800,000 deaths per year, an average of 2,200 deaths per day, or one death every 39 seconds. Now, we've talked about this on the show. The number one contributing factor to heart disease is diabetes. And so now let's, just to pull the Abercrombie discussion back in, this is not about image, folks. It's not about body shape.
It's about health.
About health. So we have people dying
health
every
and
day.
Longevity. Yeah.
And nobody's coming out strong and saying, look, it's the way you're eating. We don't need glucophage or metformin. We don't need to do any more research on a glucose disposal drug. Stop eating all these starchy, sugary foods, folks. The government doesn't do that, but they'll promote vaccines because 125 people got a flu. And 16
and
of them died.
And you too might get it.
Yeah.
But it's not in the U.S. yet.
Yeah, yeah. This is disgusting. And then Adele also points out in another post something called Taste the Waste. Apparently there is a movie. It looks like it's in Germany. And it's a movie about all the food we throw away. We don't have a problem feeding the world. For crying out loud, we're feeding the world and the rats and the bugs and everything with the food we throw away. If people just bought and cooked and prepared what they eat instead of these giant meals that they end up throwing away.
On whatever issue, it was 60 Minutes, I think, I saw the people were going to dumpsters and they were taking out loaves of a baked bread that was thrown away whole.
By the bakers. Right.
And apples and oranges thrown out and avocados thrown out by grocery stores.
Yeah.
It was just absurd.
Yeah. We have no problem feeding the world, folks. Don't buy into that. We are feeding the world and then some already. In fact, if we could find a way to preserve our waste and ship that abroad, they wouldn't have to eat bugs. They could eat the remainders of your chicken dinner last night at the restaurant, or the other half of the steak that you didn't eat, or the soup that you bought but nobody liked, so it sat in your refrigerator for a week until you threw it away.
I try not to throw food away.
We have 1 day a week where we go through the refrigerator and we use everything There's no BS. I decided to talk about this, Joel, right now. We have a day a week, and I learned this from Elisa, where we go through the refrigerator and we use all the leftovers. And some days it's an amazing meal, and some days it's just an average meal. Mm-hmm. But we purposely go through and use all the leftovers.
And I know we've talked about this before, where we have friends, and I've just witnessed, well, she threw away my tuna.
Yeah, a whole tuna steak.
A whole tuna steak,
right?
And
the rest of her salmon that they didn't eat.
They just threw it away, and I wanted to take that tuna home.
And we're not talking about the tuna and the salmon that was on our plate that was untouched. This was still on the stove in case people wanted seconds. She just pushed it into the garbage can.
Yeah, it hadn't been touched. I mean, it was not on the table. And it was on the stove.
And when you spoke to her husband, he said, well, that might be my fault because I don't like to take leftovers
to
lunch.
He also said, in a different conversation, I just can't believe all the money we spend on food.
Boy.
And I said, well, maybe if you didn't throw everything away, then you wouldn't spend as much.
Bingo.
And I did say that to him.
Good for you. Good for you.
Okay. Now I want to talk about Monsanto a little bit. What's Casual Friday without talking about Monsanto?
Yeah, Monsatan. Yeah.
Evidently, the case this week against the farmer in Indiana, they won that case.
Yeah. That's terrible. This poor farmer bought seeds.
A small farmer.
Bought seeds. It's not like he said, give me half Monsanto seeds and half heirloom
seeds. He went to a grain elevator. I don't know if any of you have ever been to the Midwest, but they're everywhere. He went to the grain elevator. He bought seeds. He planted them, not knowing that there were Monsanto seeds in there.
Some of them were Monsanto.
Some of them half were Monsanto, or some of them. And so they sued him and won.
And we don't even really know if the crop cross-pollinated or not. That's another thing they have no way of telling.
Monsanto's patent, that the high court said that the 75-year-old, again, he's 75 years old, poor guy, violated Monsanto's patent rights when he purchased a mix of seeds from a grain elevator that he later planted on his farm.
Yeah.
It included patented Roundup Ready soybeans, seeds manufactured by Monsanto that are sold under license because they can hold up against their namesake, a nasty pesticide regularly used on farms.
You know what I just thought of? You know what I just thought of? You know what the loophole in these lawsuits are?
No.
I mean, I'm no legal brain, but those of you out there who are legal brains, what if he can prove he never used Roundup on the crop? Then he wouldn't be taking advantage of the genetic modification, and that would show that he didn't gain any advantage from the seeds.
The farmer,
anybody out there who is involved in jurisprudence, would you please email me at onair@supremeradio.com and tell me if that's a viable argument? Thank you.
Bowman, the farmer, argued that he could do whatever he wanted with the Roundup Ready seeds since he obtained them rightfully from a grain elevator and the terms of Monsanto's licensing agreement under the patent did not apply to him. Under Monsanto's terms, Roundup Ready seeds can only be harvested once and must not be used
again,
saved or reused.
So the guy he bought them from is the one who broke the law.
Not him.
Because he sold them. He's the one who gained money from it. Now, you have to remember, both Elisa and I are really taking our lives in our hands by talking about this because now Blackwater was not purchased by Monsanto. I did a retraction at the beginning of the week, but they have been contracted by Monsanto to push back on the anti-Monsanto movement in the United States.
Oh, is that it?
So chances are we will feel the brunt of Blackwater at some point in time by some suspicious day where I won't be able to get on the air, or my studio will be filled with noxious gases that no one can identify. So be careful when you talk bad about Monsanto today, because they now have hired an army of former CIA, FBI, and Secret Service agents to stop you from talking bad about Monsanto.
On May 25th, an international series of rallies to protest Monsanto is scheduled to occur, with demonstrations planned on 6 continents.
Good. You know what? Blackwater or no Blackwater, Monsanto will end as a company of the United States, even if the government gives them a safe harbor by the Monsanto Protection Act. We just have to stop buying Monsanto products, folks. We vote with our dollars every day. We can show Monsanto we don't want their products. And in fact, there's an app out now that someone just sent me for your iPhone.
Was that
that you scan a product and it tells you if this company in any way, shape, or form does business with Monsanto, if there's any Monsanto products in that box, so you can steer clear of Monsanto.
Is that Fujicate?
Nope. It's another app. I just read it the other day. I haven't looked at it. I'm going to download it and try it, and we'll talk about it next week for sure. But there is an app now that will basically, quote-unquote, sniff the products to tell you if it's Monsanto product through second, third generation relationships, blah, blah, blah. A vendor who does business with Monsanto. So you can, we have to stop buying Monsanto products. Then the manufacturers will stop using Monsanto products because their products will just sit on the shelf.
It says here the relationship between Monsanto and the country's high court has been called into question since one of the justices, Clarence Thomas, formerly served as a lawyer for the St. Louis-based company. But that's not the only connection. I mean, there Michael Taylor is now the and Tom Vilsack, who is the Secretary of Agriculture, used to work for Monsanto.
Look, Monsanto is part of our government today, and that's why they get the protection that they get, and that's why they can do things that harm your health, and more importantly, the health of your children and your grandchildren. If you don't care about yourself, think about your children going to school, eating school lunches that are laced with Monsanto genetically modified foods. I mean, really, folks, this is an assault. This is a Monsanto assault on the American people and the people abroad, too. But they got to fight their own fight because we're the ones that the government doesn't care. In other countries, they keep Monsanto genetically modified foods out. That pisses Monsanto off. But here, we have to eat it because our government is completely in bed with Monsanto.
What country was it that Tom Vilsack just flew to try and convince them to take Monsanto's products?
I want to say it was Hungary, but I could be wrong.
I think it was Russia.
Maybe it was Russia, yeah.
Do you want to talk about the GMO foods right now?
Yeah, let's go ahead into the GMO foods, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the foods that are healthy, okay?
Okay. I know and most people probably already know genetically which ones are genetically modified, but we should always just point it out, just keep it at top of your mind.
Yeah, and when we have new listeners all the time, and a lot of new listeners don't know this, believe it or not, and that's why so many people still eat genetically modified foods unknowingly. So go ahead.
Okay, so these are the top 10 worst GMO foods. Of course, number one, corn. Second one is soy. Third one is sugar.
Because of sugar beets.
Because of sugar beets. But, you know, I was surprised at the number four. I didn't... Aspartame.
Wow.
It says, aspartame is a toxic additive used in numerous food products and should be avoided for numerous reasons, including the fact that it is created with genetically modified bacteria.
I didn't know that.
No.
I didn't know that at all.
And papayas.
Papayas?
Mm-hmm.
I love the papayas covered in cayenne pepper and what's the other stuff?
No, that's mango.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mango.
Yeah, I like chili powdered mango. It's so good. Yeah.
That's from Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Thank you.
Canola.
Yeah, we knew that. You know who taught me that? Your cousin.
My cousin.
Your cousin Bill.
Mm-hmm. Cotton. Dairy. And then zucchini and yellow squash.
Dairy?
It says dairy. Your dairy products may contain growth hormones, since as many as one-fifth of all dairy cows in America are pumped with these hormones. In fact, Monsanto's health hazardous EBGH has been banned in 27 countries, but is still in most U.S. cows.
But here's the thing. Monsanto sold that company.
Okay.
I don't know how old this article is, but Monsanto sold that company when they got the backlash of American mothers picketing grocery stores because they didn't want any bovine growth hormone in their milk. Now, that doesn't mean that that's not out there anymore because the company, they sold the company. They didn't put it out of business. So it's obviously still out there. But if you're like me and Jason LeLoux and you're buying milk from your family, because I'm back on dairy because it's springtime now. I already talked to Jay King about this. He uses nothing. Nothing at all with his cows.
No growth hormones.
No, nothing. No pills. No.
No antibiotics.
Nothing. Nothing at all. No. That's it.
Yeah,
but he does feed them, worrisome to me.
Grain.
No. Alfalfa.
Oh, I was just getting ready to say there's no alfalfa listed on here. And alfalfa was just approved.
That's why I say that might be an old article. He does feed them alfalfa. He says, look, when you know, grass is not abundant. You know, we have to buy bales of alfalfa and peel off flakes and let the cows eat that. And I know that the alfalfa he buys has no pesticides on it. I know that for a fact because we talked about this 2 years ago. But let's face it, it's not organic alfalfa per se. It's just not, they just don't spray it. So it's probably genetically modified alfalfa. And this is how pernicious Monsanto is. It's like, okay, so you can avoid foods, but can you avoid the foods that your animals eat and then eat the animals? This is disgusting. It's disgusting. And I don't care if Monsanto says, well, there's no proof that none of this stuff is harmful. There's also no proof that none of this stuff is safe. And in my humble opinion, I'd rather err on the side of caution. And that should be my choice. But with Monsanto and the government incestuous relationship, I don't have a choice anymore. And it's sad.
It is sad.
Good. More foods that we have to
Well, no, but Alex Leaf posted on Facebook that he usually does that too. When we were talking about our leftovers.
Yeah, he makes a stir fry.
He made a leftover stir fry with his vegetables. And Dr. Andrew said that the Italians dispose of their waste by making pizza.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Anything you have left, you put it on top of your pizza. That's exactly right. I never understood people's attraction to pizza, Alex Leaf says. I would much rather get my calories and macros from meat and vegetables than a giant, greasy piece of cheesy bread. Well, you've never had pizza in New York. That's all I can say. Because when they make pizza, real pizza, not Papa John's, no disrespect, or Domino's, you go to a real pizzeria in New York and they make pizza, yeah, it's the best. It's the best. It's the best. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some healthy foods that you're probably not eating right now. Right?
Yes.
Okay, you're listening to Casual Friday on Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not for this. Big show, stadium jeans. Big show. Fitting raps to making CDs.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. You train
pain hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So excited.
You can't touch
us. You can't touch us. Okay, what are we going to talk about now?
Okay, this is from the A4M.
I like them.
I do too.
What, A4M or LEF?
A4M.
Oh, yeah, this is an A4M. You're right.
Yes. Okay, these are some foods that are good for you that sometimes you might overlook.
Okay.
Guava is one.
It's a fruit. I remember it's a tropical fruit, as I recall. It's not something that I have eaten in any time in the recent time, unless unknowingly eating it in something that was, you know, that was in it.
It contains more potassium than bananas, specifically 63% more. It also contains lycopene, which is interesting. Cabbage. Lots of people seem to forget about cabbage. I love cabbage.
Yeah, I like cabbage soup.
Oh, do you?
I love soup. Yeah, I love cabbage soup. And then, you know what else I like? I like the red cabbage when it's pan-fried a little bit, and you put some vinegar and a little brown sugar on it, and it just kind of a pungent flavor. It's a pungent flavor.
It says frozen blueberries. It says it's true that fresh blueberries provide the best vitamins and minerals, but getting them is impractical. Instead, you can purchase frozen blueberries that are available all year long. They can serve as a shake or a yogurt. And I was just thinking just eating the frozen blueberry kind of like a treat instead of, you know, since you don't eat ice cream.
Well, blend it. Make a puree out of it, and you have like a blueberry sorbet then.
Mm-hmm, that's a good idea.
Put it in a food processor.
It says beets. I don't eat beets anymore because
the GMO.
GMO.
And just, you know, that's funny because what do they call themselves? WorldHealth.net. That's the A4M website.
WorldHealth.net.
They did an article recently about how and it said beet a heart attack. And it was about using beets because of something that Adele Moose has talked about on the show, and that is that beets have naturally occurring nitrates that are promoters of nitric oxide, and that beet juice can actually increase nitric oxide production in the body to a great degree. But the problem is that all the beets are genetically modified, and I'm not going to eat beets or drink beet juice for that reason. So,
oh, it says sardines.
I wonder if anchovies pass for sardine. I love anchovies. In fact, whenever I go to a restaurant and I order a Caesar salad, I always ask, do you have because you're supposed to have anchovies in the Caesar salad dressing. It's supposed to be like an anchovy paste. And most good restaurants will have anchovies. And I say, well, throw a handful on top. And then Elisa says, I'm not kissing them later.
This says there's potassium, magnesium, zinc, and B vitamins that can help boost a person's immune system. And the last one was canned pumpkin. I love canned pumpkin, or any kind of pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin can be used like sweet potato if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an alternative. So, yeah, very good. Very, very good.
Okay, so where do you want to go from here?
Well, I think we should talk a little bit about osteoporosis for a second.
Okay.
You want to talk about it or you want me to talk about it?
I wanted you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I guess the National Osteoporosis Foundation just released some new data. And they're saying that 57 million adults age 50 and older are affected by osteoporosis. They don't say women. They say people. So this is not a women's only disorder like many of the advertisements would convince you of, right?
Right.
And so men can suffer from osteoporosis as well. They estimate that 9 million adults in the U.S. have osteoporosis, and more than 48 million have low bone mass, placing them at an increased risk of osteoporosis and broken bones. And that, we know that as people get older, they can't sustain even a small fall. Because when they do, they break a hip, they break a leg, and, you know, they become very brittle.
Did you know that May is National Osteoporosis Month?
I did not know that.
It is.
But this osteoporosis can be thwarted without taking drugs. Okay?
Lift weights.
That's it. When the signals that are sent to your bones when you put heavy loads on them is to prepare and to upregulate. And so instead of the bone mineral coming out of the bones and into the bloodstream and being used for other things, it goes back into the bone. And I would take this in conjunction with sunlight or vitamin D supplementation before I would take a calcium supplement. Taking calcium is not going to guarantee that the bones are upregulated any more than buying cement and leaving it in your driveway is going to guarantee when you come home you're going to have a new wall built. It'll still be the cement in the bag just sitting there. And so when doctors start to recommend to their elderly patients at risk of osteoporosis, start doing more load-bearing work and make sure you get adequate amounts of sunlight without being reckless, and even supplement with vitamin D because you're probably getting more than enough calcium in your diet. That is when osteoporosis will no longer be an issue. And I'll tell you something interesting. King Henry VIII.
Yes.
When his bones were examined, apparently he was entombed, and then at some point in time they opened up his coffin or something like that, and they examined his bones. They were able to tell that he was a big man and that he had participated for the majority of his life in sports. Because the thickness of his femur, his hips, the thickness of the bones in his body were indicative of a human being who worked really hard. Now, we know he didn't work hard because he was the king.
But he played tennis.
Well, he also engaged in heavy sports.
Right. Well, the horseback where they have the pole, what was that called?
Oh, jousting.
Jousting. So.
Mm-hmm. But he did more than that, it's assumed. Okay. I mean, that's what he's historically known for. But he apparently was to some degree involved in physical culture. When we look at the bones that are left behind of ancestors who were well known to be big, strong, strapping men who engaged in heavy work, heavy load-bearing work, we see that their bones are thick, not brittle, and about to break. And so they didn't have, what's that drug that, Boniva? They didn't have Boniva back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have hormone replacement therapy, so we can't say, oh, their hormones were better, so no. But they did get out in the sun regularly. They probably ate diets that included some additional vitamin D and vitamin A, like livers and stuff like that. But they worked hard, and that hard work repaid them by increasing their bone thickness. Today, we sit all day long. Our bones are going, hey, you know what? I don't have to be that strong. There's no challenge. So when you rack that bar and put 400 pounds on your back, even if you're not squatting it, if you just lift it out of the pins and stand there with it for 10 minutes at a time, the signals to your bones are going to be, wow, we better get stronger or we're going to crush under this weight. But you don't see doctors talking to their patients about that. They'll put them on Boniva that'll give them a condition with the parathyroid and perhaps even put them at other risks of health issues so that they don't have to do that kind of stuff.
I wanted to talk about child mental health for a second.
Sure.
An article that I read says that child mental health disorders are on the rise. Up to 1 in 5 American youngsters, some 7 to 12 million by one estimate, experience a mental health disorder each year. That's according to a new report billed as the first comprehensive look at the mental health status of American children.
But here's the problem with all this, the DSM.
Yeah. And
what is mental health?
What is mental health? Exactly. It says here.
I mean, where would Angelina Jolie have fallen into that when
she was
cutting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. And she turned out okay. So,
Okay, so the bottom line is that they are trying to abandon the DSM, as you brought to the forefront last Casual
week.
Friday.
Well, and then that talking about ADHD, another article that I read that says there's no blood test or brain scan to justify a diagnosis of ADHD.
Right.
And so then they just prescribe Ritalin or Adderall, and what does that do to a child?
Yeah, we don't know. And those are amphetamine-like drugs. So no, we don't know.
What about looking at the diet of the child?
Oh no, diet plays no role in disease, Elisa. No, diet wouldn't have anything to do with it. I know, exactly. I'm being facetious, obviously.
And what about getting your children out into the sun and getting them?
And what about the fact that we expect 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids to sit still for hours and hours and hours? You know what? That's like telling a puppy to sit there until you come home from work. I mean, come on. Think about this for a second. If anybody even has even a minimal grasp on early childhood development, little boys and little girls, but little boys more so, they need to burn off that energy. 6, 7, 8 years old, we're expecting them to sit through, you know, class and not get up and write in books and all these little small motor tasks that we want them to do. They're little kids. They're like little puppies. You wouldn't expect a little puppy. That's why you put the puppy in the kennel when you go to the office, because you don't want to find them at the bottom of the stairs when you come home. They're little kids. Let them get up and run around. Let them be a little disruptive. They're like little baby goats.
You know, get them away from the video games and get outside and play basketball or soccer or something.
You can't even have a jungle gym in a school anymore because of the liability. Well, God forbid a child falls off it and splits his lip. Then we'll, you know, oh my God, let them be kids for crying out loud. I'm not saying let them jump from cliffs, but let them bounce around a little bit. So what if they get a scratch on the knee? You parents out there who every time your kid came home with a nick on his shin, went up to the school and said, what's going on with my kid? You've ruined it for children's health by being overprotective. Your kids are going to get bruised. They're going to cut themselves. They're going to get poked. They're going to get their hair pulled. They're kids. Crying out loud. I'm not saying let them be bullied, but please be sensible. They're kids. No, let's put them in bubbles and let them, for the first 10 years of their lives, we'll raise them in bubbles so nothing happens to them. My mother was one of those people. I couldn't do that. I had to go hide to play because my mother would tell me, be careful, you're going to hurt yourself. You don't think before you do things. You're going to hurt yourself. And it's true, I hurt myself a lot. I did stupid stuff. But you know what? I'm here.
I was just thinking, I was outside constantly. We lived in a neighborhood where all of the house roofs were
together.
Really close together.
Yeah.
And one of my girlfriends and I, we would get on the roof and start jumping.
From roof to roof. Yeah, we did things like that. In fact, I was jumping from one roof to another, a low roof. These were sheds in the backyards.
Uh-huh.
And I fell and hit my chin. Now, thank God my tongue wasn't sticking out because I would have bit my tongue off. Hit my chin, and I have a scar on the bottom of my chin where I split my chin open. And when I came home and I had to explain that to my mother, naturally she thinks, oh, my God, you're going to get killed. I can't let you out. No, it's okay.
And we played outside. I mean, I would cry when I would have to come in the house because I didn't want to come in.
Yeah.
And now it's hard to get kids to go outside.
Yeah, and so you're wondering why your kid has ADHD? Let him go burn off some energy, for crying out loud. You'll find out how easy he is to cope with things.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be so exhausted, you say, come on, go to bed. He'll go, okay, and he'll go to bed.
Take a shower first.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Anyway, okay.
Did you want to talk about this dementia report?
Yeah, I do. You know,
this comes from Life Extension.
And this is really important stuff because, you know, so many women out there are on progesterone-only birth control pills, whether they be synthetic or not, at very, very young ages. And this suppresses the production of estrogen. And a lot of doctors out there will tell you, well, this is good because it suppresses estrogen. Well, let me tell you something. I've said it for how many years now that those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, women develop Parkinson's disease once they go through menopause because they lose the protective effects of estrogen. Women develop multiple sclerosis once they go through menopause because they lose the protective effects of estrogen. So now there's research showing from the University of Toronto that Alzheimer's disease and other dementia-type diseases are affected by low estrogen status. And this is not just men, it's women, and not just women, it's men too. Men develop Parkinson's disease at a higher rate than women, until women go through menopause, because we don't have all that estrogen. So you women out there who are looking for the alternative natural black cohosh supplement to help you through menopause, stop wasting your time and get on hormone replacement therapy now. Protect your body, protect your brain, protect your heart, and get on hormone replacement therapy. What are you worried about? You've had these hormones in your body your entire life. You're not low on black cohosh. You're not low on SSRIs. You're low on estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So why would you replace these hormones with something you're not low on? Why not just replace it with the hormones that are causing the problem now and get the benefits of protecting your brain and your heart and everything else? I get emails all the time from people saying, I'm going through menopause. Do you think a Golden Seal will work helping me resolve my hot flashes? And I email them back and go, why are you not looking at hormone? Well, hormone replacement therapy is dangerous. Says who? If you get on HRT that is not in an oral pill that's methylated or alkylated, so it avoids first pass liver degradation, or it doesn't come from an animal that has 16 times more estrogen or progesterone types, isoforms than you do, like equines. If you get on the right kind of biased progesterone and testosterone, that is what's going to work for you. You're not going to get sick from that. I mean, don't waste your time. So here it is. Dementia and Alzheimer's disease in women related to low estrogen status. Don't put yourself at risk of these things if you're going through menopause. Go see a skilled clinician who understands how to replace hormones and get on it.
Skilled clinician is the key word there.
Yeah.
They're not that easy to find
and I'm not
when
a big,
it comes to hormones.
And I'm not a big proponent of what's sweeping the country right now, which is the pellet. I'm not a big proponent of it. I think creams are better for women. Because you can still maintain, however manufactured it may be, some pulsatile nature for the hormones instead of it just continually. Because don't forget, those pellets, they start out really, really high. And then as each week passes, lower, 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 until the last couple weeks before you get the pellet, you're deficient. I'd rather have a cream where I can adjust it. And the best alternative is to use the Wiley protocol. I mean, she's a genius. You put the creams on where it's produced by the ovaries. You have different amounts based on the luteal phase and the follicular phase and so on, just like you did when you were a young girl. I that's the best way to go. So, anyway. I guess the only thing we have to do now is read listener emails and comments. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, listener emails and comments. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Can Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one
fun pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Electronic Muscle Stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. The first question comes from Khan Santori Davidson. Khan is part of the Supreme Radio Brain Trust, as are a couple other people on this list here. He said, I'm not sure if this is a Friday question or a Blueprint Power Hour question. What is the difference in MAC, avocado, or MCT oil in glass versus in plastic? What I would say, without really doing a lot of research, I would, if you're asking whether you should buy them in glass versus plastic, I have to believe glass. And I'll tell you why. Because these are fatty acids.
Is MAC, does he mean macronutrients?
Macadamia nut.
Oh, macadamia nut.
Macadamia nut oil, avocado or MCT oil. I would stay away from plastic if you can get it in glass. And if you can't, buy it in plastic and get it out of the plastic. The real issue is if the plastic gets hot.
And you don't know if it gets hot during shipment or not.
Yeah. That's the real issue. So if that didn't answer your question, Khan, just message me again and I'll do a better job. Next question. Kyle Forchetti says, hey Carl, I absolutely love Superhuman Radio and had a quick question for you. I was diagnosed with secondary hypogonadism early this year, with low testosterone, free testosterone, and very, very low LHFSH. I just started new health insurance that is exclusive to my state. I would really like to try Clomid to restart everything, as I'm only 27 years old, but I don't know of any doctors in my general vicinity. He lists the states here. I'm just going to leave it out. That practice prescribing Clomid for men. If you know of any doctors that do, I would be much appreciated if you filled me in. The first person I can think of would be Dr.
Chrysler.
Yeah. I would say get in touch with Dr. John Chrysler over at allthingsmail.com. Or I think he also has now the URL atm.com. He would be where I would start if you can work with him long distance. Otherwise, you may have to fly to his state, which I don't know if it's Michigan or Minnesota. I'm sorry, I always get this wrong.
I think it's Minnesota.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, that's where I would start. Absolutely.
Okay, the next one came from the Superhuman Network page, And it's from Jan Sullivan. And it was under a post on the Fat Burner Patch.
Mm-hmm.
And she just posted chemicals question. So I guess she was interested in knowing what was in the Fat Burner
Patch.
Well,
you can click the link and go to their page. But it's a form of T2 that's naturally occurring in beef. 7-keto-DHEA, which is an isoform of DHEA. Some types of iodine and a peptide that is responsible for fat loss. Are those considered chemicals? I don't think so. When we think of chemicals, you know, we think about like industrial solvents and stuff like that. I don't think I would consider those chemicals.
Or what is that? Like the hydroxytone has the chemicals in it that make you feel like you're speeding.
Well, those aren't chemicals either. Those are methyl xanthines, usually like caffeine or guarana or bitter orange. Those are also from
ephedra,
natural.
Ephedra, that's what I'm thinking. Ephedra
is a natural. It's a plant. So again, it's not a chemical. Okay. Now there is ephedrine hydrochloride, which is a modified version of the ephedrine or ephedra that's found naturally occurring. But again, I wouldn't consider ephedrine hydrochloride a quote-unquote chemical per se. I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking of chemicals the right way, but there's nothing in the Fat Burner Patch that's not naturally occurring. I mean, DHEA turns into 7-keto-DHA in your body.
But do you consider ephedra naturally occurring?
Ephedra, yes.
I would never take ephedra.
It doesn't matter. It's a plant. So would you consider a plant natural?
Yes.
So there you go. I mean, look, carmine is natural, and it's bug wings, right? They use it to color food. They can still say it's natural.
That's true.
It's just not synthesized in a laboratory using, you know, synthetic chemicals. That's all.
Okay, so this is just from Vince Napoli. When you talked last week about the superhumanradio.com podcast that the guy from Texas put on his car.
Oh, gosh, I wish I knew his name. I feel bad not knowing his name now. Yeah, that was really benevolent of him, and he wrote on the back of his Kia SUV, superhumanradio.com podcast, and drives all over his town in Texas with that. And
Vince said, you know, Carl, if you make a vinyl decal of SHR with the logo and website, I'd buy it and slap it on my Kia, definitely. I don't think I'd be the only one either.
Well, that's a really interesting point. Would people put a bumper I kind of feel like bumper stickers are passe. Nobody wants to put them on their car anymore. But maybe I'm wrong. Would you put a bumper sticker on the back of your car that said superhumanradio.com? And maybe nothing much more than that. I guess I have to. I mean, I can make one for Vince for sure.
Well, we should get some made.
Well, I don't want to get them made if nobody's going to use them. I don't want to get them made and then just have them sit here. And I just don't know if people would put bumper stickers on their cars. Maybe people can either comment on Facebook or send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com. And let me know, do you think a superhuman radio bumper sticker that's tastefully done and not big, it's the average bumper sticker size, is something you would put on your vehicle? And, you know, we can have them made for sure. Okay, what's next?
Okay.
Wyatt Everhart.
Okay, you can read that.
Okay, he says, in one of your older shows with Life Extension, you had an anti-hair loss solution you recommended, and I think you said it was progesterone cream or something that sounded like that. Can you confirm? Yes, it is progesterone cream. Progesterone, the molecule of progesterone looks exactly like the molecule of finasteride, which is a DHT blocker, and with a very, very small modification to finasteride, which you don't want finasteride. If you take a low concentration DHT cream, I'm sorry, progesterone cream, like 1%, and put a very, very small amount on your finger and rub it into your scalp in the area that you're losing hair. If your hair loss is androgen-related, okay, it'll take a few months to really work, but you'll start seeing your hair grow back. It takes a couple months for the hair to come out of the dormant phase and back into the anagen phase, which is the growth phase. And there are two DHT receptors on each hair follicle. So both of them have to be occupied by the progesterone for it to be effective. And that's why it takes a couple months. and it takes it using it every single day. But you will start to see hair regrowing. But it takes a couple months, and you have to be patient. You have to do it consistently. Not gobs and gobs of the cream. You don't, like a size of a pea would cover a large area of the scalp. And just put it on at night before you go to sleep, and go to sleep with it, and watch your hair over the next couple months and see if you don't see some sprouting. So, yeah. Then the second part of his question. He said, a couple weeks back, you and Rob were talking about Natural was supplement to enhance tanning. With the warm weather season here, I had never heard of the stuff, and it's a pretty crazy name. Actually, Rob was talking about something called catxanthin. I was talking about astaxanthin. These are both carotenoid antioxidants. And he was saying that if you take catxanthin, and I'll give you the correct spelling here. Hold on a second. It's spelled C-A-N-T-H-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N, that it will protect your skin against burning and also allow you to get a wicked dark tan at the same time, especially if you're one of these light-skinned people. Now, I don't know anything about its ability to protect in tanning, but both the astaxanthin and the canthaxanthin, I don't even know how to pronounce it, are really useful antioxidants. Anyway, so you wouldn't be wasting your money if you decided to pick these up. So there you go.
Okay, so I have one.
Okay.
This is from Alex Leaf, and he posted on the Casual Friday link, well, I can't stick around for the end of the show because I have to pick up my grandpa from the doctor's office, but here's my listener comment. Carl and Elisa do an awesome job, and Casual Friday is my favorite. Take it easy and enjoy the weekend.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Wasn't that nice?
And he's also a very intelligent guy. I mean, he posts some really interesting stuff on Adele Moose's Subversity blog post quite often. So that's very sweet of him. Thank you.
And then Jason Leloup posted, I thought the same about the stickers, but vinyl window stickers that can be taken off. That's a great idea.
Oh.
Bumper stickers jack up the bumper when they wear off.
That's right, because you have all the glue there, too.
Yeah, because I was thinking, if you put that on, it's stuck, and you see these cars with all the bumper stickers, but a vinyl one that you can put in the window, that's perfect.
So the vinyl ones, I think, if I'm right, and I need some help with this, do you like wet them and stick them to the window and they stick, or how do you stick them to the window?
I'm
going to
have
to look into this.
Yeah,
okay.
We need to look into that. And then Adele Moussa posted that he wanted to get a bumper sticker for his bike.
That's not nice. You're playing around now. Okay. Okay. The next one comes from Joe Siciliano, who's actually been on the show. He says, I tried asking this question on superhumanradio.com, but I keep getting an error message. So I thought I'd ask it here. How do you feel about rice protein versus whey protein? I was reading that they're pretty much equal. I'm just looking to save some money. Thanks. Well, I don't know a whole lot about rice protein. I have seen a study recently, it was probably a month or so ago, that compared rice protein to whey protein. It was a clinical trial, and it supposedly was as effective as whey protein in some trained athletes that they tried it on as far as building muscle. All I can say is if it has the same leucine content as whey or even close to, and if it has a complete amino acid profile, egg is the best. Egg protein is the best, better than whey. Whey is number two, but whey is a lot cheaper and a lot more palatable to work with. If you can find rice protein that is cheaper than whey and it contains the same amino acid profile or even close to a complete amino acid profile like whey, I'd say go for it. I wouldn't have any problem saying go for it. So that's a good question. I'm going to even look into that.
Okay, so this comes from Jason Leloup, and he says, I don't know if you guys still are going to do the natural on a budget show.
Right.
But here's mine. I took $100 this morning and I have $20 left.
No, $30 left.
Oh, is it 30?
Yeah. Even better.
My egg lady wasn't there. 4 gallons of raw milk, two pounds, and this is really small.
Yeah, I got 2 pounds of new potato, squash, and zucchini, 2 times 2.5 pounds of grass-fed roasts, 1 quart of blueberries, and 3 pecan pies. I wouldn't normally buy any sweets, but one if the market is small and very new, So I spread the money around to try to keep everyone coming back. That's sweet of them. The $30 will get me 4 dozen eggs, 2 pounds of no nitrate bacon, grass-fed butter, and still have $5 for seasoning, etc. I also met a man at the farmer's market that is going to try to sell me 200-pound live feed hog for $1 a pound. That's really a good price.
Wonder where this farmer's market is.
Well, he's in Texas, Jason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Next week, I won't have to spend the $36 on milk, so it goes in my SHR support fund that I used to buy from your sponsors, because the info you deliver to me is worth so much more to me. That's sweet of him. Really nice. But there you go. You know,
$100, and look what he got.
I mean, you know, and the roasts are a great way to go, because they're very lean, and quite often they're far less expensive than cuts like New York strips and so on. I'll tell you what I found. The person that I'm now buying my grass-fed, grass-finished beef from somebody else. I'm not buying from Jay King anymore. I don't want to hurt Jay's feelings. He doesn't know that right at this point in time.
Doesn't smell bad.
That's the thing. Jay King, here's what I learned about grass-fed, grass-finished beef, guys. And this is a really important one. When they process the cow too soon, and I'll tell you how they know whether it's too soon or not, the meat has an almost wet dog smell when it's ground up. And when you cook it, it doesn't smell really, really good like beef should smell. It doesn't smell really, really buttery like beef should smell. Well, I'm talking to this woman at Dutch Ridge Farms, where I'm buying my beef from now. And she says the problem is that a lot of farmers process their cows too soon. I said, well, how do you know? She goes, on the cow's butt, if it's all sunken in on either side of the tail, the cow doesn't have enough fat on it yet. If you feed the cow long enough, those two little butt dimples will turn into fat caps, C-A-P-S. She calls them fat caps. She says when the fat caps are filled in, that's when you process your cow. When the fat caps fill in, there is more than enough fat in the meat then. And sure enough,
that's interesting.
The beef tastes as good as any grass-fed, corn-fed Angus beef that you'll ever find. You hate beef. And when I used to cook Jay King's beef, you used to go, keep it outside, remember? It's the truth. It stunk. I used to say to you, it smells like wet dog. Like when a dog comes in from the rain, the smell of his fur, and then you smell that. So I buy 3 cuts. I buy ground beef, ground round, and ground sirloin from her now. Each of them has varying degrees of fat.
And you made one of each on the grill the other day.
And you smelled them.
They
smelled good.
Yeah, they did.
So if you're buying grass-fed, grass-finished beef and it doesn't taste that good and your family's going, I don't want to eat this, it stinks. Yeah, but it's good for you. You need to find the farmer that is finishing the cows long enough to get those little fat caps on their butts before they process them. Of course, the beef will taste unbelievable. Oh, there you go. That's from me to you. All right, last thing that we have to talk about is this was an email from Savior Self, which I think is his name is really cool. He sent me an email, and since then, Alex Leaf has also posted about that app that allows you to see every corporate relationship on every piece of food you buy. You scan the barcode, and it tells you all the companies upstream and downstream that are involved with that product. So if you want to stay clear of Monsanto, you can. Now, I haven't downloaded the app yet. I'm going to download it this weekend. I'm going to experiment with it, and we'll talk about it on next Casual Friday.
Next week.
But, yeah, but if this app works the way it's supposed to, this will start the movement, folks. I keep talking about voting with your dollars. Imagine walking into the store and scanning something and going, man, they use this from Monsanto. I'm not buying it. And when the food manufacturers and the grocery stores start doing the math and going, you know what it is? Nobody's buying the stuff that has any relationship with Monsanto. That is when you will see the changes occur. The government can give Monsanto all the protection they want. But if we don't buy their food, they can't force us to. They cannot force us to buy their food. So I'm excited about this app.
Adele Musa posted for the Rice Protein Friend, a direct comparison of the amino acid profile to whey and milk. And he said, check out the pea as well. And he posted the post where Joe Siciliano can go to.
Oh, cool. So that's on our Facebook page?
Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, go to the show post and you'll see this underneath the show post. Or I can post it on his wall.
We have to talk about something that Richard Patterson said. But first I have to mention that Adele Musa also posted on my Facebook page that at his death, King Henry was 400 pounds. And he was known to be very ill at the end of his life. And I said to him in the post, well, if carrying 400 pounds around all day long isn't load-bearing work, then I don't know what is. So, you know, I mean, really. So Richard Patton says, I'm listening live before I go back to work. I hope you discuss Wednesday's talk with Dr. Milan Watfi. What a groundbreaking interview. That's the kind of interview you get here and you don't find anyplace else, really.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that was a terrific, provocative episode. You may have discussed it on Thursday. Haven't listened yet. As Carl Lenore discussed at the end of the show with Dr. Watfi, ideas harken back to Ori Hofmeckler. That's right. Thoughts in a prior SHR. Scaring yourself in a diverse group of ways throughout exercise, including intense competition, as a means of promoting leanness based on biochemical findings in animals. Wow. And it was. The interview with Dr. Watfi is a game changer, folks. It really is. And Ori Hofmeckler was the first person to talk about this in his book, Unlocking Your Muscle Gene. And one of the exercises he gave me was to grab a set of dumbbells and walk up and down the stairs backwards. He said, you have to focus. You have to be careful. You can't, if you misstep, you're going to fall. He said, you are risking yourself. And this changes the type of muscle fibers you have. Now he's going from a muscle fiber standpoint. Dr. Watfi is saying that this type of risk in exercise and in sport changes metabolically how your body processes fat and how insulin responds. But I'm going to tell you something else I've thought about since then. Dr. Watfi also said the time to exercise is not when you're full, but when you're hungry. And this supports the training while fasted idea. Okay? For those of you who like intermittent fasting and you want to train first thing in the morning, according to Dr. Watfi, that is going to change the peptides in your brain that promote leanness. So think about that. It may not just be doing the work while fasted. It may actually be other metabolic changes that are occurring that no one's even looking at yet. So very interesting stuff. Only here on Superhuman Radio.
We should do that this afternoon when we go run the stadium stairs.
Yeah, we're going to run the stadium stairs, and I'm going to do farmer's walks around the quarter-mile track today.
And I'm going to run sprints.
Yeah, so we're going to have some fun today. We're actually going to do that shortly after the show is over. Do we have anything else to talk about, Elisa?
That's it.
What a great show this has been, and a great week. And thank you to all of you who take the time to listen to the show, and especially those of you who promote the show by sharing it on Facebook.
And contribute to the show.
And
thank
those of you who contribute to the show week in and week out. You know what? If I disappeared tomorrow, this show would go on without me because there's enough people who now are strong believers in the message of the superhuman nation that I am confident that there is a legacy here. And our legacy is to change the world for the better. That's what this is all about. And thank you for listening.
Bye. Watching you.